शंकराचार्यं नाम अस्मदाचार्यपर्यं तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा. Okay, let us see the paradigm he is presenting now, and then we will connect it up with all that I have explained. Okay, I will connect our link up and look at the whole thing. Okay, he had talked about annam, right? In the last verse, yes, annam jayate. Tadadhi annam jayate. Okay. Where there is lot of rain, water, not lot of prithvi, but annam, because from annam comes from prithvi. So he skipped a couple of steps here and there. You know, as he said, because the reality is important, that's what he is focusing on. So the process here and there he has skipped. Okay. Tesham khalve esham bhutanam trinyeva bijani bhavanti andajam jivajam udbijamiti. All these from annam, three types of beings come into this. Because from annat purusha, rumba taitriya upanishad, those who are done taitriya with me, from annam comes purusha. Purusha is a person. So the purusha is of three types, he says. Okay. Andajam. That which is born of egg. All egg-born things, birds, reptiles, etc. are dvijas. Twice born. Dvija is a term you apply to anyone who has woven a sacred thread. Because first birth is by your mother. Second birth is when you are initiated into the spiritual learning, the sacred thread. They are called dvijas. So all andajas are also dvijas. First the egg is born, then they are born from it. Okay. They are more literal dvijas. Yeah. Snake ityadi. Okay. Andajam. Then jivajam. Born of living things. Okay. Born of other living organisms. Mammals, etc. Mammals, etc. And udbijam. Bhumim udbijya yadvartate. Things that are born of plants. Sometimes you'll eat the whole plant. Sometimes you'll eat only something from the plant. Correct? If it's a cabbage, the whole plant is only eaten up. Yeah. If it's a bhindi, only the bhindi is eaten up, not the whole plant. Okay. So, born of plants, he says. What is he left out here?
Shvetajam
he has left out. Yeah. Because moisture is born of moisture, water. No? So, he includes that into andajam. Yeah. Fungus, etc. No? Yeah. That jivajamba, another living thing, water is life, therefore he has included that. Okay. Seyam devaha taikshata hantaham ihamam tisro devata anena jivena atmana anupravesha namarupe vyakaravaniti. Then he saw all these beings being born, na? That same devaha, who? Existence, consciousness, thought. Okay. What is that? Hanta aham ime strisra devata anena jivena atmana pravesha anupravesha. Let me do an anupravesha. Let me enter all these purushas, all these bodies born, let me enter them as their atma. Let me enter them as Atma. They are manifestation. The form, external form, is also a manifestation. The consciousness is also a manifestation. And everyone, let me be born in all the three devatas. Which are the devatas? Andajam, Udbijam, that way. You know, all of them, let me, the exad existence awareness, be manifest as their Atma. Let me enter as their Atma. This is called Anupravesha Sruti. And Namarupe Vyakarvani. Then what? I will further make name and forms out of them. Further.
Derivation.
Yeah. Now look at it. Why that Anupravesha Shruti is given? There is a reason for all that. You created a house and you entered it. You made a house and you entered it. Whole of you available in the house or only part of you available in the house?
Whole.
Therefore, Anupravesha means the whole of consciousness is available in me. Sat existence. So, when he is saying, as their Atma, let me manifest, it is no more manifestation. The name and form is a manifestation. Body, etc. is manifestation. Why? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apa, Prithvi. From Prithvi, Annam. I mean, Oshadeha, from Oshadibhya, Annam. The elaborate paradigm. Here, directly, Annam. Annat Purushaha. The form is structure. Then he entered. The form is also nothing but manifestation. That entry is what? Aupacharikam. You created as a house and space entered it. Space is already there. Space is already there. But available now. Available. The whole space is available in the house now. Similarly, the whole consciousness available here. I am that consciousness. Anupravesha. The Anupravesha Shruti is meant for that. Paradigm of presentation. Okay. Whole of me is available. Like when you enter the house, whole of you is available. Can you say, I have entered the house, but khali, ek haath rakha hai andar? You can't say that. If you have entered, I'm shifting, you'll say. Not yet shifted completely. Correct? Thoda shifting baki hai. That means you're still not entered. What do you say? No, I've shifted. I'm staying there now. Part of you or whole of you?
Whole.
So whole. So that's why Anupravesha, he entered whole. That's why even for your Graha Pravesha, there's an actual Anupravesha is there. It's a new house and you're doing a Graha Pravesha. The priest is supposed to enter and you're supposed to enter after him actually. The priest enters with the lamp and you are supposed to come after him. Even though you have gone in there before and made all the arrangements with the puja, this, that, etc. Okay. Technically speaking, you are supposed to enter with the priest and he is supposed to do the puja and after that you shift in everything. Normally ulta ho jata. That is for convenience. Even convenience. But Anupravesha is entry. The whole of you is available there. That's the idea. Okay. He said, and I will manifest them further. Naturally, living beings will reproduce. Reptiles will reproduce. Plants will reproduce. Everything reproduces. Left in a natural condition, everything will reproduce, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's only 5-3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everything will reproduce. Oh, nature is dying out. Nature is not dying out. We keep on cutting down. For nature, you don't have to do anything. Just leave a thing as it is. Leave a building for 10 years as it is. Don't go near. You will find plants, this, that, growing out of everywhere.
Angkor Wat.
Angkor Wat, like, yeah. Few centuries left alone, everything came. The forest will reclaim. Nature will reclaim what is nature's.
recently newly built flyovers.
Yeah.
1 year old, the plants start coming up.
Exactly.
And the side.
Yeah. That's because of the birds. You know, in Bombay, this is one big nuisance value of some birds, the pigeon. And why is the pigeon such a big nuisance value? Because there are enough people who believe feeding the pigeon is punya. Ghar mein rakho na. I always tell such characters, there is pigeon punya, but ghar mein rakho. You like dogs so much, keep it at home. You feed that stray dog, the stray dogs will chase the kids and bite the kids. Yeah. Why are you feeding stray dog? No, I am dog lover.
And the animal protection fellows come.
I know. So I said, take them, put them in a proper setup. I will contribute to that from my trust. I tell them that. Wait, now I will contribute. I am not saying kill the dogs. I am not saying that. But take care of it. Don't let it chase the kids. I also don't want to be chased. Thinking of the dog in you, if I kick it, the dog will die. I don't want that to happen. Therefore, keep the dogs away. Kabutar also. Kabutar khana mein rakho na, aur kidhar pura apna ghar ka bahar aale hain, all the kabutar. So the kabutar putting the seed there on the flyover and the new plant coming up. Or what happened to all your waterproofing, everything? Gone out of the window because the roots are going all over. Yeah. That apart. Here, threefold. Okay. Let me manifest. Okay. Tasam trivrutam. Trivrutam ekekam. Karvaniti. Seyam devata. Deva. Imam tisro devata. Anineva. Jivena Atmana Anupravishya Nama Rupe Vyakarota Rupe Vyakarota. He says, how is that manifestation? Is going to be in a threefold manner. Tejaha Apaha Prithvi. In that threefold manner, now everything is going to get manifested. Now, this is the basis for the Panchikaranam theory. Because the Upanishad here, Trivrit Karanam, is only talking about three. Which has been extended to five because other Upanishads have talked about five elements. Therefore, the whole thing has been taken. But Trivrit Karanam is here. Okay. But he doesn't elaborate it. How many of you heard the Panchikaranam theory? All of you have heard it?
Yes.
Anyone not heard the Panchikarna? Anyone not heard the Tattva Bodha Panchikarna theory? Everyone has heard, no? Correct?
Yes.
So can I take that as a given in the class?
Yes.
Okay. Makes it simpler. I can go a bit faster. Okay. Alright. Okay. So he said, I will make it threefold. Now how is he making it threefold? Tasam Trivrutam. Trivrutam ekekam akarodhya atatu khalu soyam astisaha devasastrusi vrutri vrudekeka bhavati tanme vijanihiti. Then he made each of them threefold, threefold, threefold. Basically, that's all he said. Remember the Panchikaranam theory? One half remaining the same, the other half becoming fourfold. Okay? Four parts joining each of the other parts, the other half remaining the same. Therefore, you have the grossified Panchikaranam. Similarly, here, Trivatkarnam. Because you are familiar with that first, that is becoming example for this. Actually speaking, this is the example for that. Okay? Process is same. Threefold, threefold, threefold. I don't want to elaborate that, spend time on that, you already know it. Okay? But why is it being said like that? Okay? Look at this, this is beautiful. No? The sting is always in the tail. So I said the ending is get a twist to the whole thing. Look at it. Now look at it. Yad agnehe rohitam rupam tejasa tad rupam yad shuklam tad apam yad krishnam tad annasya apagad agnehe agnitvam vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam Trini Rupani Teva Satyam. This is where the sting comes. Now take it fire, the fire that you see. It has been a product of the threefold division of Agni Apa Prithvi. Now look at it. Therefore, Agnehe Rohitam Rupam, the red color, belongs to Tejas. Belongs to Tejas. Shuklam belongs to Apaha, white color in the white heat. Belongs to water. Krishnam annasya, the dark color. Where is fire? Fire has been resolved into these three. Therefore, agnehe annitvam, gone. Agnehe agnitvam is gone. Vacharambanam only. What is there? Tejas. Three colors are there. Three colors are there, meaning these three entities are there. Therefore, all the things that you see is only made up of these three. Therefore, where is that object? Your body made up of these three. Fire, water and earth. Bas, ho gaya. Therefore, your body is what? Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. It's a name given for a form. What is there? These three. Oh, then those three are real. All those three are what? Sadeva saumi damagramasi ekameva aditya. So, it's just one more step to understand that mithyatvam. The trivit karnam, panchi karnam, etc. is one more step to understand what? That this complexity of the creation that you are seeing. Because creation is complex, not simple. It is not like pot and clay. Pot and clay, there is only one thing. Golden ornament, there is only one thing. But the creation that you are seeing is complex. That has been reduced to threefold, fivefold, whatever. All complex things are permutations and combinations of basic things. That's why they are looking for the final particle in physics. And somebody is saying the final particle is a string.
Yeah.
Literally.
Stephen Hawking was
yeah. The string theory. Now, are you seeing this all? Where is the Agni is all these three colors and this thing, that's it. I am a Brahmana. Sattva thora jada hi hai. Thora rajas hai, thora tamas hai. Makshatriya, sattva hai aur rajas hai aur lord and sattva is also. I'm a vaishya, rajas is there, lord of tamas is there and sattva is also there. I'm a shudra, tamas is there and rajas is there and sattva is there. All sattva, rajas, tamas alone. Where is your caste system? Gone. Sattva, rajas, tamas alone is there. And what is sattva rajas tamas? Maya. Therefore, where is the whole caste system? Mayikam. That's it. Uspar ladke big fights. Jo hai nahi hai usko upar.
Actually speaking, the people who are really learned in this.
Yeah,
this
they sense, won't bother about it.
They won't bother about it. They won't go get out of the cave. Yeah.
Like someone who came to Shankaramatam asked me once, where do you stay? I say in Chambur. Aap khud khana pakata hai? Nahi. Lekin Brahmin cook hai kya? Brahmin cook bahut mushkil hai milne ko. Abhi Brahmin ko leke usko shudra karma kyun karwata hai? If you believe in caste system, this is my counterest to that. Shudra karma is sevatmakam. Cooking is sevatmakam. No? ऐसे लोग ब्राह्मण को लेकर सेवात्मक कर रहा, शूद्र कर्म क्यों करवाता आप? इसे मंडलेश्वर ओके सर हाँ समझिए आप सही बोला, लेकिन जो रिवाज है ना ऐसे रिवाज क्या है, नाम रूप ही है पुअर गए बिकॉज फर्स्ट टाइम मेट हिम इन द एयरपोर्ट, आई वाज कमिंग बैक फ्रॉम सम प्रोग्राम आई डन इन दिल्ली और समथिंग, दिल्ली मेट हिम इन द एयरपोर्ट, ही वाज अ डंडी स्वामी ऑन टॉप ऑफ इट ओके, एंड दिस डंडी स्वामी सो baggage takes time na, I went to the bathroom and came out and the Dandi Swami is waiting outside, says Maharaji haji aap mera dand ko zara sambhalega mere ko bathroom ka andar nahi leke jana, ye theek hai sambhalega, so I mean is helping him. He has got his religious beliefs baba okay I will be supportive, after all he thought he can give it to
you give him Dandi
Swami no temporary uska dand hai main swami hu so I held the danda properly without it touching the ground and everything, shouldered it like a staff, he held it, so he came outside, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, goodbye bola nikal gaya, then I ran, the guy same guy in Shankara Mata okay there is where this dialogue happened, so I said now that time I was supportive, so he knows I am supportive, so once I am supportive, I established I am supportive, then I can ask the other thing Brahman kehte ki shudra karwa kyun karu, so then he saying aisa drishti se to fir I said correct hai, maid should do the cooking barabar hai,
bhai abhi ya samjhi to wouldn't take food,
I know nonsensical. All nonsensical.
I heard about my friend, brother Vaishnavite. His father used to take a water in a saivite.
Yeah, I know. It's all foolishness. All that is there is sattva rajas tamas. All that is there is only sattva rajas tamas. Or kya? All sattva rajas tamas nothing but maya. Therefore, vacha arambanam vikaro nahadeva maya eva satya.
असली मायावादी
मायावादी हो गया, देखो व्हेन यू से दिस थिंग्स यू बिकम मायावादी,
यू मीन टू से यू बी मायावादी
मायावादी,
आर यू गेटिंग द आइडिया, द होल थिंग ऑल दैट यू टॉक अबाउट योर फंक्शनिंग रियलिटीज आर बिकम दिस थिंग, relationship, अरे what a beautiful person Akasha Vayu Agni aap sattva rajas tamas what very good soul this that etc sattva we are very passionate this tank rajas kabhi kabhi mera sir khayega tamas ho gaya vacharam rubikaro namade और क्या है, वन पर्सन केम टू मी विद मी ऑल द वे टू गोमुख, शी मैनेज्ड इट ओके, आई सेड या मदर गैंजेस इनवोक द लॉर्ड ईश्वर शिवा ऑल फेयर, एंड शी टेल्स मी आई एम सो ग्रेटफुल टू माई मदर फॉर गिविंग मी बर्थ, no when I'm thinking of your karma gave me birth therefore I could come on this vacharam banam vikaro namadeyam, I can't understand that logic mother gave me birth therefore I could come, so mother helped you to come into samsara, if you listen to me properly I'll deliver you out of samsara then you understand sadeva saumya samagramasi correct hai ki nahi, this is what Swamiji told a friend of mine, she is a gynecologist, went to study. He said, yes, you have been delivering people into sannyas, into samsara. I deliver people out of samsara. Okay. Okay. Therefore, look at it. When he is dealing with color, he makes a difference between subtle and gross. That is panchikarma. The gross fire is a manifestation of the subtle. Subtle, all these combinations. Okay. Therefore, the whole creation is nothing but the subtle fire. And the subtle fire are nothing but manifestation of sattva, rajas, tamas. That is nothing but a manifestation of existence, awareness. Therefore, sadeva asit, ekameva advitiyam. Okay. Then, Aditya is taken. Why Aditya? Because the sun, sun becomes Devata. Because the sun is a symbol for Ishvara. Remember the time when Vedic times we use natural symbols. We did not create any further forms. Further forms not necessary. Natural symbols were used. So the sun was used as a symbol for Ishvara. Therefore here, yat adityasya purohitam rupam teja tad rupam yat shuklam tad apaha yat krishnam tad annasya apagat adityasya adityatvam vacharamam vikaro namadeyam trini rupani itteva satyam. Okay. That means what? Adityasya rohitam rupam. The red color of the sun belongs to fire. White color belongs to apaha. Black color belongs to the corona. The black color belongs to annam, earthiness, tangibility. Okay. Therefore, vacha gone. Adityasya adityam is gone. No more Aditya. Why? Only Trivit Karma. All the Agniva Apa Prithvi is left. Nothing else is there. Aditya gone. You're seeing it, but it's gone. You're seeing it and it is saying gone. Then similarly, Chandrasam, same thing he applies to the moon. Red color, white color, black color for the moon. Therefore, moonness is gone. What is there is only these three. Then, vidyutaha, the lightning. Again, same, three of them. That's why I'm not going into details of the verse. That's why I can hope to complete the whole. What is there? You take anything in the world, what is there? That's all there is there. Red, black and white. Varnashrama. Now you see where the color came. It didn't come from white of the Brahmana, of the Aryan, and the black of the Dravida. It didn't come from that. It came from this. Red, black and white. Or sattva, rajas, tamas, that we also white, red and black. That's how the Varna came in. Varnashrama. Varna came in from there. But the Englishman not knowing this. Oh, Varnashrama. Varna means what? Color. Therefore it was color based caste system. That's the Englishman's translation. And we educated idiots, believe what that Englishman writes and we blindly swallow it. Yeah. The caste system was bad. Yeah, caste system that existed the last 200-300 years is bad. Who said no? Exploitative it became. It became exploitative only after the British came. Even under the Mughals it was not exploitative. The caste system was not exploitative even under the Mughals. The British used it to exploit it by twisting it up. Before that it was not exploitative. They brought their racist thinking into us. They were racist. White supremacists. They got their thinking to us and we fell for it. That's why India is the only country in the world where they'll make fair and lovely and fair and handsome. It was bad enough they're making it for the girls. They started making it for the men also. Fair and handsome. Gadde log kahan hai? Yeah. This is all after the British rule, not before that. Before that was not there. Why? There were two phenomenally beautiful women at the same time. One was Draupadi. Okay. Daughter, the fiery daughter of Drupada. The only person who could handle five husbands like that. It would have taken an exceptional woman, you know, to be able to handle five men. And that also like each one a hero. Each one a hero. World conquerors they were. She was dark. Her name was Krishna with a long R. The other was Satyavati, Empress of India, Empress of Bharat, Aryavarta, Fisherwoman. She was also dark. Yeah, she is described as a dusky beauty.
Cleopatra also was
dark. So can you see this? We never had this white business. Fair and lovely was not there in Indian concern. Black is beautiful, red is beautiful, green is beautiful, everything is beautiful. If you can see the beauty, everything is beautiful. That's it. Yeah. So the Varnashrama was based on red, white and black in this context. Or in the context of Sattva Rajasama. There also the colors are used. Colors are used to represent Sattva Rajasamas. So from there it came. To show Mithyatvam of the whole thing. Varna color is used to indicate Mithyatvam of the whole thing. Not to indicate Satyatvam. Some functioning Baba, you create some divisions. Okay Baba, take care. Because growth was involved. For growth you need a paradigm. For growth you need a process. Therefore they created it. Keeping in mind the whole thing is Mithya. Keeping in mind the whole thing is Mithya. And out of the Mithya you create, this is how it is, this is how it functions. Okay, come now. Functional, not more than that. So what is there then? All the three elements are all in there, everything else is Mithya. Okay. Then even at this level, he is giving a Parashruti. Okay. Etadhasmavai Tadvidvamsa Ahu Purve Mahashalaha Mahashotriya Nanodhyaha Kaschana Ashrutam Amatam Avignatam Udharishititi Hebyo Vedan Chakruhu Vedan Chakruhu. He says Etas Maha Vai in days of yore, okay? Long time back. So, after knowing these three, all the Mahashalaha, Mahashotriya, Mahashalaha, though he kept big houses, big kitchens. Why? They fed a lot of people, they are big men. No? Danis, large-hearted people. Mahashotriya studied a lot, great scholars also. Mahashotriya. Then Naudhyaya Nasmakam, for us, okay. Naudhyaya meaning in our lineage. Kaschana Ashrutam Avignatam Udaharshiti. There's nobody who spoke about as something as unheard of or unthought of. Not because they knew Satyam Jnanam Anantam, but they knew the whole creation is only made of these three. Therefore, all that you can see in creation is what? These three only. For our convenience, let us take it Sattva Rajas Tamas. Itna hi hai na. Whole creation is made of these Panchabhutas. Or okay. Hey, I want to travel and see that place. हाँ अच्छा ही है, कर लो महाराज जी, आपको जाने की इच्छा नहीं होता है? वहां भी पंचभूत है, यहां भी पंचभूत है, और क्या है? इज ही राइट और इज ही रॉन्ग? आई वांट टू गो टू कनाडा, टेक दैट अलास्कन टूर. हाँ बहुत अच्छा ही है, अच्छा ही. If you are going as a tourist, if you are working there, you understand the difference. You should be working in Alaska on a whaling ship. Then you will know what life is. What life is? छोड़ो बात यार, वो भी पंचभूत है, इधर भी पंचभूत, और क्या? Great experience, huh, to work on a whaler. The work is so tough, the people work only for 4 months in a year. You are covered in blood and fat of the whale all the time. And the fumes of the diesel engine that you are operating. And the storm of the sea, the raging storms, winter storms of the sea. But maja aata hai. मजा आता है. वेल ऑफ अ टाइम, एग्जैक्टली. व्हाई? इट कैन मेक यू इनटू समथिंग. इफ यू गो एज अ टूरिस्ट, यू जस्ट, हाँ, यू कैन ओपन योर माइंड टू एन एक्सटेंट. टू एन एक्सटेंट यू ओपन योर माइंड टू एन एक्सटेंट, बिकॉज यू सी ओनली द ब्यूटिफुल पार्ट ऑफ इट. यू डू समथिंग लाइक दिस, इट मेक यू इनटू समथिंग. That was my plan. If Swamiji had not accepted me as a full-time student, 4 months there, 8 months in the ashram. 4 months there, 8 months here. Yeah. How can you work in a whaling ship? I'm willing to do anything for moksha, including a whaling ship. Luckily for the whales, he accepted. One hunter less, na? Are you getting the idea? Panchabhut udhar bhi hai, idhar hi hai, aur kya hai? So what is unheard, what is new? You know the Martian, this thing, etc. It would be so interesting to see it. From one level, it will be very interesting. But that's also what? Panchabhutas. Correct, taken?
Only name and form are
different. Name and form is different, didn't I? Go to heaven. Name and form is different. Swamiji, you find nothing interesting, everything is interesting. You have permutation and name and forms, everything is interesting. Sab naam aur rupa ka permutation ka, everything is interesting. It's even more interesting because you know, sadeva somidam agramasi tekam eva advitiyam. That's the most wonderful thing in the world, anyway. So once you know that, everything is interesting. Who says it's not interesting? But in the interesting, your mind can get bogged down. Your mind can get bogged down. Be careful of that part. That's all. Go see the world. It's interesting. I have, to some extent. Long back. I went to England and came back. Swamiji, how did you find London after so many years? I didn't go into London. You didn't go into London? I was too busy. Aren't you not disappointed that you didn't go into London? I said, no. Disappointment kya? I went there for a function and I had a whale of a time in that function without killing any whales. Anandi Ananta. But London was beautiful. I said, you think where I was not beautiful? Just imagine, huge expanse of land, green all around, with a lake there, the River Thames flowing by.
Which place was this?
Reading. Beautiful. नहीं लेकिन लंदन भी देखने का था. अरे दिस इज संसार बंदी, यू कांट एंजॉय वेयर यू आर एंड व्हाट इज देयर. इट इज लाइक व्हाट स्वामी चिन्मयानंद यूज्ड टू से, हां द मॉडर्न टूरिस्ट 30 इयर्स बैक ही सेड इट, मॉडर्न टूरिस्ट 30 इयर्स लुक देयर एंड क्लिक हियर वेरी कांट सी एवरीथिंग. उधर देखो इधर क्लिक करो बाद में देख सकते. पंचभूतमेव एंड देयर फॉर सेंटिमेंटल रीजन्स व्हाट डू यू डू अस्मिन् तेम सर्वे गंगाम आवहयामी इनवो गंगा दे एंड वे गंगा यार ठीक है सेंटिमेंट अच्छा ही है समझ. इट विल बी गुड टू डू दैट ना. हाँ हाँ वेरी गुड. कम से कम गंगा का याद तो आता है, देखा नहीं तो भी. इट इज ऑल दैट. इतना ही समझिए. लोनावला में गंगा नहीं है, बराबर नहीं है. ज्ञान गंगा तो है ही ना, और क्या चाहिए. और क्या चाहिए. दैट्स द थिंग. गंगा इज सिंबॉलिक फॉर नॉलेज. ओके. Therefore, he says, in our lineage, there was nobody who said, I don't know this, I don't know that. Well, they knew fundamentals. See, this is a very important shift in thinking. You can say it as a joke and say, hey, our details, you can't enjoy the fine things. Yeah, there are two things. I'm digressing a little bit, but it's necessary. Okay, yeah. Let me see this, then I'll come back to that title. Yad rohitam eva abhuditi tejasa tadrupamiti tad vijnan chakurya ushuklam eva adbhutya dutya apam rupamiti tad vidvan chakruhum युयुत् कृष्णमिव आभून आदित्य अन्नस्य रूपमिति तद्विद्वान् चक्रुः. Therefore he says, why did they say that? Because whatever came as red, they knew was the color of fire. What appeared as white, they knew was the color of water. And what appeared as black, they knew the color of earth. So these three colors make up everything. Even the rainbow colors, and they brought further down into thing three. Why halfway house? Finally, they have to, it has to come down to one alone. One alone. Okay. Therefore, what? All that is there are these three gods. What are the gods? Agni, Apa, Prithvi. Now, as I was digressing, as I said, that digressing point. Then he says how he is going to show how, with respect to a person, these three will manifest. That we will see later. But in your mind, two things are necessary to really be rooted in Vedanta. One is the sophistication. What is the sophistication? To understand that fine differences. अरे ग्रीन तो ग्रीन कलर है ना. नो, पैरट ग्रीन, सी ग्रीन, ग्रास ग्रीन, ग्रीन, ओलिव ग्रीन, हाउ मेनी शेड्स. ए समवन हु इज नॉट रिफाइंड मे नॉट अंडरस्टैंड वेरियस शेड्स. वेंकटरमण वेंट टू द कॉस्मेटिक शॉप एंड ही सेड, द लेडी केम फॉरवर्ड. Can I help you, sir? Yes, you can. I am looking. What are you looking for? I am looking for a lipstick to give a gift to my girlfriend. Very good, sir. Can you tell me the color of her skin? Color of skin? Normal. No, no, but is she normal? Is she dark, fair? Oh, she's fair. Okay, then I'll suggest. Shall I give you the color of rust sunset, crimson. She rattles off 12 names like that. No. None of these, no. Sir, what color do you have in mind? Red. Now look at it. This character is not being able to see the nuances of red. No? Sunset, rust and crimson. Three different nuances of the same color. Mind is not sophisticated enough to appreciate the differences. You need to have that. Even though I joke, we are men. We understand only the seven colors of the rainbow. Peach is not a color, peach is a fruit.
Orange is also a fruit.
Orange is fruit, but the color of orange is orange. But the color of apple is not apple. This is Venkatramana at his best. Okay. Now look at it. The sophisticated mind, the refined mind. So by sophisticated, I'm using it not in the philosophical sense, in the colloquial sense of refinement. Necessary. At the same time, that mind should be able to reduce everything to simple basic stuff. After all, what is there? Sab ready hai yaar, aur kya? No, you need to be able to do both. That reduction, simplification, will help you understand the reality. The sophistication will make sure that your mind doesn't miss the reality when you are confronted with variety. So it has to be a refined mind, at the same time,
to make the simple. Complex simple.
Simple. Both in. Mind should be refined enough to be able to make out the taste difference between a malpua and a gulab jamun. Both are similar. Refined enough to make out the difference. Simple enough to understand all that is sugar only anyway. And therefore both can be highly addictive. Sugar is more addictive than anything else. Previously they went after fats. Now they are going after sugar. After some time they will go after something else. Yeah. I was waiting very patiently until they declared cheese and chocolates are good for health. I knew it would come. 30 years ago also when I used to love cheese and chocolate, I knew ek din bolega ye achha hai karke. So main chhod nahi diya. Fats also I didn't give up.
Cholesterol is not bad.
Exactly. Fats also I didn't give up. Sugar also I'm not giving up totally. I'm reducing it a bit, but not giving it up totally. Because one day they'll say, nee, sugar is not all that bad as we thought it was. Like now they're saying, eggs are not as bad as we thought it was. I say. So the mind should be refined enough to understand all the nuances that's coming up and break it down to the simplicity of facts. Simple basic fact, this is it. It is then that the mind can be rooted in the truth, because both you can handle. That sophistication is not there, you'll get lost in that thing, you know. You'll be like a village boy from Bombay. Bombay is not village. A village boy from Kumbakonam going to UK, to USA. Man choka jata, ooh, karke. If it is a sophisticated mind, it won't. Because you can handle the nuances, you can handle the differences, you can handle that refinement, you can handle the variety. And your mind is simple enough so you can make a joke out of it. USA is the only place where you can get milk without milk, coffee without coffee, tea without tea.
Yeah,
exactly. You can joke about it and appreciate it.
Lactose
free. So, after dinner, would you like a coffee? Yes, decaf, please. Because I want to go to sleep after that. You can understand. Coffee, no. Refinement will take care of that. No? Are you getting the idea of what I'm trying to say? Refined, simple, both. Then, this is another facet I am bringing up, okay? Because, hey, all this is learning of life. So that mind will be able to understand the truth and own it up. Will not get sidetracked by all the variety. Variety, eh? Great, enjoy it. Why? At the back of it, teeny. Did you see that? You are enjoying the variety of things at the same time. That's all. Ekameva. And variety. Arey, nama roop kya maja aaya. But maja is from where? Anandam. Back to basics. Back to fundamentals. Then little bit the trivyut karma, karanam, he is explaining it in terms of how it interacts with a human being. Okay, how it interacts with a human being. Very simple. Just 2-3 verses on it. Then it comes back to Sadeva Saumidam Agramasi. It comes back to that. Okay. So that we will see in the next class. Now we have time up to 1. 1 or even later. 1:30 is lunch. Okay. If 1:30 is lunch, would you like to go a little bit more into this before we have the discussion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then he says, Annam Ashitam Tridha Vidiyate Tasya Stavishtaha Datuhu Tat Purusham Bhavati Madhyam Astam Asam Yo Anishtam Tat Manaha. Okay. He says Annam, starting with earth, Annam. Annam that is eaten. Okay, Ashitam Annam. Because Annam means it's not Annam until you eat it. No? It has to be eaten. Therefore, he says Tridha Vidhiyate. It becomes threefold. What is that? Tasya stavishtaha dātuhu tat purisham bhavati. Purisham bhavati. The useless part of it becomes excreta, thrown out of the system. Yad madhyamam tan masam bhavati. What is in between? Medium. That becomes masam. Yo anishtam. That's the subtlest. That goes to the brain, that becomes a mind disease. The subtle aspect of food, brain generally, but because of the brain, mind, because the mind has to function through brain. Okay. Therefore, do you need only sattvic things? You need sattva, rajas, tamas, all that, because how are you going to get that? I don't eat anything tamas, not a wonder you have problems of constipation. Fiber nahi hai. Fiber is useless, it doesn't get digested in your system. But necessary. Then, some rajasic thing also you need. Why? Yes, a banega na strong. Sattvic things, correct. This also has to be made. The brain survives on two things, cholesterol and sugars. But complex sugars, not sugar as chini, not chakkar. Yeah, brain is made up of cholesterol and it survives, and fuel is, you see, both are sattvic, drito vai ayuhu. Both are sattvic. The cholesterol from ghee, sattvic, from nuts, sattvic. Sugars from complex carbohydrates, grains. And there are dietitians in Bombay who say, don't eat grains, only farmers require grains. A very famous dietitian says that. To lose weight. Bad. Complex carbohydrates, not a wonder you become dumbo if you don't have it. Okay. Okay. Similarly, he says, water. Okay. Same thing will happen. The gross part will become urine. The subtle part, the middle part, will become body fluids, blood, etc. They will support the body. And the subtlest part will become prana. Subtlest part becomes energy, the prana. That's why when you do a lot of pranayamas, they say drink a lot of water, because that heat that is necessary will convert the subtle element of water into energy. So from outside, inside, both will come. The fire of the kidney will meet the water of the heart. This is what it is. Because kidneys get heated up with pranayama. So water cools it down. Water, subtle part, will go up to form your vital force. Simple. To form the prana. Similarly, tejas ashitam. How do you eat fire? How will you eat fire?
Green chili.
What is fuel for fire? You have to look into it.
Fats.
Fat is the fuel for fire. Therefore, when you say tejas, you are talking about fats. Yeah. You know, we are too much into this no fat, no fat, no fat. It is unhealthy living. Not a wonder Alzheimer's, etc. are on the rise. Dementia, Alzheimer's are on the rise because of that. Have you seen a traditional, say someone from Kerala, a villager, ever having dementia? Both coconut gata. Coconut oil also goes for everything. Outside also, inside also. He puts it outside on his head, inside also he puts it.
I feel that what a difference like this. In those days, they used to use what you call the coconut oil or oil water, vegetable oil. Branded by our normal
virgin oil.
You know, by the bullock car.
I know, virgin oil.
And in that, you don't know those
nutrients.
Ingredients that are there.
Yeah.
By purification, they remove that.
Correct.
Then it becomes nothing.
Yeah. That is why it's always good to use virgin oils or double filtered oils, not refined oils.
Yeah.
You get double filtered, you'll get in the market, you'll get. Dara used to make a lot of double filtered oils. Even now you get, just filtered, it is not purified, not refined. The refined which is an issue, or use a virgin version of it. Okay. Okay. Muslim bante hai ka sab virgin ka peeche pad rahe hain. Jokes apart, okay. So fire means these things. So same thing will happen to them. Okay. The grossest incident becomes bones. The subtler, middle one will become the marrow, majja. The subtlest will become, will help your speech. Therefore all singers will take a little bit of ghee regularly. Correct? Guru bola rahega. Traditional gurus will say this.
Cow's ghee.
Cow's ghee. They'll say that. Traditional singers will say this. I can't sing for nuts, but these things I know. Ayurvedic doctors may put you on a diet to lose weight, but they'll say, cooking mein sab nahi, but after lunch and dinner both, take one spoon ghee. मैं डाइट पे करके मेरे को घी खिला था. हाँ, नाउ लुक एट इट. देयरफॉर ही सेज अन्नमयम ही सौम्य मनम आपोमय प्राण तेजोमय वागिति भूय एव भगवन् विज्ञापयत इति तथा सोम्य इति उवाच. नाउ लुक एट इट. अन्नमयम ही सौम्य. देयरफॉर यू आर व्हाट? अन्नमयम. आपोमयम प्राण. तेजोमयम वाक. देयरफॉर दैट इज ऑल दैट इज देयर. देयरफॉर व्हाट इज द रियलिटी ऑफ यू? सात्मा tattvamasi iti. Yeah. Or what is there really speaking? You the self. Or kya? That atma we are talking about as sadeva saumidam agramasit tadeva tvamasi. That is you. Why? Because all that you have taken as you, now look at it. He started with that. Before all this creation. Then he came into the creation. Then he came into this body and this person that I have taken as myself. All that is what? Panchabhuta, manifestation. What is reality? Sadeva. If a satya jnanam anantam tomasi. Negation has happened, no? Separate negation karne ka hai. Pahla tat ko samjho, phir tom ko samjho, phir ne ka. Yeah, that is when you explain tatomasi independently. But look at the way of presentation here. Tad isharaha jagat karnam brahman is what? Sadeva. Then from that sad, all this thing came. So when he says sadeva, it includes jnanam anantam. That is Ishvara, the creator, Jagat Karnatvam. But Jagat Karnatvam is only Namarupa. Therefore, Namarupa left out, what is there? Me, I am there now. All there is nothing but Namarupa. And what is it? Sadeva Asi Tattvam Asi. Kaam ho gaya. Therefore, what are you? Satyam Jnanam Anantam. That's it. That which you are seeking is yourself. There is no more seeker sought difference. And with that knowledge, look at the world. Complexities, your refined mind will enjoy. Look at it. With that understanding, you are looking at the world. So complex, your mind is refined enough to enjoy it. And simple enough to not lose sight of the fact of what you are. You don't have to isolate yourself anywhere. Ye thought aayega na, gadbad ho jayega mind mein. I should keep that. Keep that. Kuch nahi. It's only a thought. Namarupa. In every thought, what is there? Consciousness is a reality. Thought is what? Namarupa. World is what? Namarupa. What I taken as me is what? Namarupa. What am I really? Satyam Jnanam Anantam. नहीं बहुत तपस करने के इसके लिए व्हाट तपस बहुत ध्यान करने के है व्हाट ध्यान यू टू रिकॉग्नाइज व्हाट इज दिस दैट्स इट व्हेन यू लुक एट योरसेल्फ यू आर सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम व्हेन यू लुक आउट एट द वर्ल्ड सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम विद नाम रूप inside, outside, all that is there is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Therefore, Atma is neither inside nor outside. From the standpoint of outside, you'll call it Brahman. From the standpoint of inside, you'll call it Atma. Atma is Brahman, Brahman is Atma. That's it. Everything else? Namarupa. Namarupa? One paradigm. The five element paradigm or the three element paradigm. To explain. To explain? To dismiss. To dismiss the reality you have given creation. It's not creation, it's only a manifestation. So to dismiss the reality, the theory was propounded. Not to establish creation. To dismiss it as Namarupa. Not to dismiss it from your experience. Experience is there, no? Renandiyam na achai. Mirakum bodh maja aata hai. Experience. It's only experience. A miserable experience. Wo bhi maja aata hai. Why? Ananda is going through a miserable experience. If Ananda is going through a miserable experience, you are Ananda, no? You are in the misery. Then what is the problem? That's like going for a sad movie. I'm crying in the movie and coming out and saying, Bhut Majaya.
A tragic love story is definitely a hit. Yes. Happy love story may or may not become a hit. But tragic definitely will become a hit.
Reality. Huh? Reality. Yeah. The reality.
Greatest of them all, Romeo and Juliet. Hit. Helen of Troy. That didn't end in a tragedy, except in the movies. Helen goes back with Menelaus and lives happily with him. Whereas his elder brother, Agamemnon, he is killed by his wife and lover.
Hector
dies in the battle. Hector dies. Hector dies against Achilles. Achilles dies.
Yes.
So, what I am saying is that Ananda going through a miserable experience. As long as you are Ananda, what difference does it make? You are like going for a sad movie. Like going for a trek. You come back from the trek and say, Maja aaya. What is Maja about the trek? Blistered feet, aching shoulders, food that you will never touch at home. टी कॉफी नहीं मिलते हैं और बोलते मजा आया क्या मजा द चैलेंज ऑफ अचीवमेंट द चैलेंज ऑफ लर्निंग टू पुश योर बॉडी दैट इज अ जॉय देयर माय एक्सपीरियंस इज मिजरेबल लाइक माय मदर कुड नेवर अंडरस्टैंड हाउ कैन यू एंजॉय दैट मार्शल आर्ट्स पीपल आर बैशिंग यू अप कुड अंडरस्टैंड The joy of overcoming the limitations of your body. It's a big thing. The joy of overcoming the limitation of your body and mind. That's what a trek is also. That's what a game of football is also.
This particular aspect has been shown in the recent movie which I saw, Accountant.
Yeah. 10 cakes, 10 punches, cut. Kuch nahi ho gaya. Yeah. Yeah. I can't do that. Of course you can. Who said you can't do that? Mind, overcoming. There's a joy of achievement there. Anything is like that. Any miserable experience you go through, look at it as joy of achievement, of rising above it. Finally you are Ananda, then what does it matter? Miserable experience. Ananda una.
Because that is the only
thing that is really frees you. Everything else is relative.
Yes.
If you can be Ananda in spite of the miserable experience, that is the thing, no?
Even fear is conquered by
facing. What is afraid? Nothing. What is there to be afraid of? Only one thing to be afraid of. The sky falling down. Chief vital statistics. In asterisk calling. Nothing to be afraid of. In Kerala there is another statement which I felt very complimented because my aunt used that for me. This character, he is such a person, if the sky falls down, he will be willing to prop it up with a shoulder. He will be willing to prop it up. That's a typical Kerala expression. തോള് കൊടുക്കും പോകുന്ന ഗിവ് യുവർ ഷോൾഡർ സപ്പോർട്ടഡ് ദാറ്റ്സ് ദി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ആനന്ദി ഓർക്കിയ എൻജോയ് ദ വേൾഡ് ബോത്ത് ഹോ ഗ്യാ മേരെ കോ ചുപ് ചാപ് അഭി ബൈഠനെ കാ ആനന്ദ് ഠീക്ക് ഹൈ വോ ഭി ഠീക്ക് ഹൈ മസ്ത് രാം ബാബാ കേ ബൈഠ ജാ നാ ആനന്ദ് ഹോ എനിതിങ് ഈസ് ഫൈൻ ആഫ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് A good place to stop. Now we still have 1.5 hours before lunch. A lot of time. See, people are thinking, "Kya mein time nahi rahega? Kitna verses hai? Wo time hai." Okay. And Shwetaketu likes it so much. He says, please teach me again. Yeah. He is making the guru do all the work. Okay. Now what we will do is enough of hearing. Okay.